Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population new. Population and Gaio Belum. How are you, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty smart.
Dude, I am so happy.
You've always been smart to us.
Dumb People Town, just you're a king. Us.
Yeah, you're a genius.
In the land of the blind. You're the one-eyed man is king. The dumbass man is king.
Yes. That actually is what attracted to us to you when you featured for us in San Francisco.
8 million years ago.
8 million years ago. Was it at the old Cobbs, maybe? Or was it the Punchline?
I can't remember. It's all where. A cannabis-infused blur to me.
It all is finally the state and the world caught up to you and your habits. But I just remember first time we ever saw you do stand-up, we were like, oh, my God, this guy is so much fun. He's brilliant and a perfect, like, you know, perfect like table setter for us
and what we do.
And we just loved it. And I've been.
Is that your way of saying we're brilliant?
No.
That's comedians.
We're saying I'm a good team player. I'm a low post passer.
Exactly.
Right.
You make all the right picks. Draws.
Right.
You draw everybody in and then you kick it back out.
A lot of you with one arm field. In the air going up top. Up top.
We play basketball and he can hoop.
You get open, glass. You get the ball. That's how I feel about it.
Well, we all believe that even since that day, the early 2000s when we first met you in San Francisco, which is insane to say, and your kids are now like 18 and 20.
My kids are adults.
I remember when we were playing basketball on top of a building in San Francisco around 2001 or 2002.
Something like that.
And you had like a three-year-old baby girl, which is insane. So now she's 20, and the world has not gotten any smarter. We know that. It's getting dumber, and the only way to fight it is comedy. Dan gets a great story sent to us for these minis.
Yeah, so many great stories.
We are getting lots from you guys, and we love it. Before we jump into the story, we want to thank everyone who's signed up for our drip.
Yeah, it's still out there.
It's still out there, and the more people that sign up, the faster we go to get Jan Flato back his money. Keep doing it. Just d.rip/DPT. Jump on the train, support the show, and support Jan, and it's really, really fantastic. We want to see it grow to 5,000. I think we're at 372 right now, 380,
phenomenal.
Which is amazing.
So you've added like a couple hundred since
yeah,
the last
yeah, year. And we want to thank some people, and we'll mention some names.
Yeah. We'll do that in the main episodes.
Great.
We'll have
I
all
love
those
it.
Laid out. And, we won't inundate you with a ton of them for two reasons. One, I'm sure you don't want to listen to 50 names. Two, when we do like 10 or 12, we can say, personally, actually give some thanks back.
Yes.
So it might take a little while.
If we can come up with a joke for each person's name, that was our goal.
We were doing it last time.
Felt good.
Okay. All right, let's jump in.
You want to do it?
Let's do one.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sent in by Zach Ty Bloom. I feel bad.
This is our guy.
Wait, you know him?
Yeah, he's an
Austin guy.
The best dude. He played in the ping pong tournament.
Okay.
Got pretty far. He's always
got really
been far. Supportive of
has
us.
He's come to all of our shows.
Well,
sweet beard.
Speaking of coming to shows too in Austin, then I want to remind Zach to come see me on the Together Tour on, is it September?
Yes.
September 19th, I'll be in Austin. The day before, I will be in Houston. And then I go from there on to Dallas and then Lafayette and Baton Rouge. And guess what, guys? You can see all this information at the brand new DanielVanKirk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is listed
go
there.
On over.
Come
on
join
over.
Me for the tour. I'm about to announce the second leg. There's your tease. It'll be coming soon.
T. Bloom will be there.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Police responded Tuesday nights. Nope, I did it wrong. Police responded Tuesday night. There's only one night
per
Tuesday.
Yeah, there's only one night per Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It depends on what you're wrong.
That's right. That's a drunk thing when things are plural that are only one, and things are only singular when there's plural.
I've
attorneys
never been
a fan
general.
Of use guys. It's not
Chicago
a thing.
Does it not drunk. Like, they'll be like, yeah, can I get four hot dogs?
Hot dog?
Hey, can we get four hot dog?
Like they're buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get four hot dog? But then they'll take S's off some stuff. Be like, oh, man, I love watching the Cub.
Love watching the Cubs.
Hey.
And you're like, Cubs?
Or Hots Dog.
Yeah.
Hots Dog. Passersby.
Passersby.
Attorneys General.
Attorneys General. Hey. That's right.
Runs batted in.
Hangers on.
RBI.
Where are you guy going?
Stop.
Okay.
Wow.
Tuesday's night.
You guy.
Come on, get in the car. I'm getting in the cars.
Tuesday's night. Well, if there's an apostrophe, then that
yes.
works.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Owned
because
it.
It's was Tuesday's the night of Tuesday. Night. Yeah. Oh, yes, it's feeling right because it's Tuesday's night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll gladly pay you Tuesdays for some hamburger today.
For a hamburger.
If you're following along, I haven't gotten past the fourth word because I derailed us. Right.
Tuesday night.
Police responded Tuesday night to reports of a fully nude man.
Butt ass naked.
Yelling, pacing in circles. What is he worried about?
The circle pace is like...
Right.
I was in a circle pace in high school once.
Were you really? Yeah. What happened? Is that like a drum line? Is that a black thing? Help me out.
Pacing in circle. Like he's worried about the Stillwell presentation tomorrow.
Yeah, to me, circle pace
before
is like...
Before you go on stage.
That's a step above hand-wringing.
Right. Do you guys ever feel that in that moment? We'll get meta for just a quick second. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, me and these other comics are just doing our own variation of pregame in this green room without talking to each other about it. Like sure. Sometimes you'll see like you pace this way, I'll pace that way.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll kind of walk around in a circle on your phone over in that corner. I'll be over here drinking more water.
Yep, that's the only time we pace is when we're out on like conference calls. You walk.
Yeah,
you want to walk through the house, back and forth,
circle it around.
I'll check my steps and be like, shit.
You ever take a shit while you're on a?
No.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
I had a lot of coffee.
Next time I talk to you on the phone, I'd be like, "Where are you sitting down? You sitting down?"
Right, grunting as he's answering me.
That sounds great.
Did you mute me?
He was pacing in circles, swinging his underwear around, and making engine noises in the hallway of his apartment complex.
Was he listening to Petey Pablo? Take your drawers off, twist them around your head, spin it like a helicopter.
Making engine noises in the hallway of his apartment complex.
And he definitely thinks it's his.
Like, don't pace where you eat.
I mean, the dude runs shit.
Don't pace where you eat.
I was just going to follow up on Ngaio and say the dude runs shit like diarrhea.
He does.
Pace
he's rare
yourself.
Like affordable healthcare.
Witness, this is my
That's
favorite.
That's a more modern rap song.
Not my favorite. This is one of my favorite parts. This is when I was like, oh, we're in Dumfriesville. Witnesses told police the man appeared to be driving an imaginary car.
Well, yes! Well, all right.
That explains the engine sounds.
Imaginary race car.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Formula One?
I don't know.
Oh, is it? I hope it was Formula
Did
2.
Did the underwear have skid marks?
Probably.
Well done.
Thank you. I'll be here all the week.
I'll be here all the week.
Every Tuesdays.
All the weeks. Every Tuesday.
Every night on Tuesdays.
Wait. He is pretending to race around in a circle. So the
I don't
engine
know if he's
noise,
racing. He's just in the car.
But the engine noises then aren't so crazy.
No.
Because they're not unaffiliated
he's
with
naked,
his action.
And that's not good for people. Yeah, but he is having fun.
You can't drive and swing your t-shirt over your head. I mean, unless you're in a convertible.
Underwear.
Okay, so this is one of those things where, you know, we used to have a bit about this when we would go
to
colleges. We'd be like, things you do in college, if you did them 20 years later, people would be worried about you. College, you know, I slept
for 3 days straight. People do it when you're like 40. It's like you have a problem.
You should see a doctor.
A doctor immediately.
Mm-hmm. If you're drunk in the daytime, you're an alcoholic.
Like, or an executive producer.
Right.
If you're drunk in college in the daytime, you're a party animal. I just passed out in that bush. Good for you, man. You're still alive. You do it now, you're homeless.
Right.
And so that is what is going on. If this guy was 6 years old and just got out of his shower and was walking around naked and making car noises and waving his underwear, you'd be like, all right.
By the way, this also
sounds like a party.
Age appropriate.
You'd probably jump in. Woo! Vroom, vroom!
I'm like, I like the way this kid expresses himself.
Also,
at 35, 40 years.
Right.
This could have been acceptable behavior at Burning Man. That's all I'm saying.
Randy, that is your gauge for everything.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, I'm trying to think. If I saw a guy naked waving his underwear around.
Look, what's his playa name? Fire engine?
Shirt cocker.
Shirt
cannon.
You know what I love too? The first word in that sentence, witnesses.
So there's many
people gathered around the racetrack.
Oh no, we got a lot of quotes.
People gathered around the racetrack and were like, you got him, dude.
Way to go, Jacob.
Did he have a pit crew?
Of course, people were signing up for it.
All I know is three people tried to change his lug nuts.
Thank you.
Unsuccessful.
I tried to set it up.
He was literally trading paint.
I'm going to kiss the
rubbing
brick.
Rubbing is racing.
I'm going to kiss the brick. Don't do that, Jacob. Stop. Don't kiss anything in this apartment complex.
Jesus. I just want to see him. People say they were there to watch him race, but they were really there to watch him crash.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Talladega situation.
Crash and burn. Yes, yes.
Officers heard yelling. Where should we go, Dave? Towards that yelling?
Follow the loud yelling.
Follow the yelling brick road. Officers heard yelling and found Jacob Bradshaw, JB if you're nasty.
JB.
Naked in a stairwell in the Midtown Lofts apartments on South College Avenue. See? Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour. Yep.
Now, CTE is a terrible thing, but if someone told you that was Terry Bradshaw, you'd be like, yep.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
He's been hit a lot.
Shingles first, and now he's here.
Also, naked in a stairwell. If I'm the cop, I play along. Like, I'm like, you got stuck in here, huh? Mm-hmm. Can't drive up the steps.
There's no U-turn on the stairway.
Yeah. Are you out of gas?
Probably not.
We need to fill them up. Isn't that a show on A&E, Naked in the Stairwell?
Probably.
Naked in a Stairwell. We drop this person naked in the stairwell.
I'd probably watch it.
Can he get out?
He thinks he's in a race car. Yep. We give him 2 weeks.
I love this sentence. So, cops find Jacob Bradshaw in a stairwell at the Midtown Lofts apartments.
Of course.
Here's the sentence. Though Bradshaw was holding a towel, according to police, it was not covering his genitals.
Of course not. No. It's like around his neck. Like, yeah. What's up, dudes?
Well, you get sweaty.
Yeah, you want to wipe the sweat off your brow.
You got to keep it
smooth. What if it's one of those towels that you wet and then snap and they get really cold? Yeah. You know, like construction workers?
Oh, sure. Brett Favre promoted those for a while. Favre.
Snap it and cool
it. I always have this hope, too, that the people who are in the wrong try to like lean in on the cops and act like they're happy to see
one
them.
One
like,
foot up on the step, like the cops stretching come around
and he's like, there you guys are. Oh my God.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
I don't know.
The engine's flooded.
I have a flat tire.
I don't know who Jacob Bradshaw is, but is that the Slap Chop guy?
Yeah, it's
it is the guy who came up with Slap Chop.
That guy creeps me out.
He does.
So yeah, he's got. I'm also hoping he's just holding a towel in his hand, like cover yourself up with what
around his neck, like a prize fighter, jumping up and down.
The cops come into the stairwell, and he's like, "Good game, guys. Good game, guys."
Just patting everyone on the butt.
Yeah.
Orange slices and Capri Suns.
There you go, all around.
Bradshaw told officers he was showering when his friends took his shorts, part of an ongoing prank.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the hallway trying to find them. He confirmed to police he does own more than one pair of shorts. This gives you a window into how this conversation was going.
Yep.
Right?
It was like,
Sir, where are your shorts?
My friends took them.
Your friends took your shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find my friends.
Well, so you have more than one pair of shorts. Is that all you have?
One pair of shorts?
I do, but.
But what?
Those are my favorite ones. There's lots of butt. I'm running around here naked.
It seems like you're definitely dedicated to those. But you're telling us you do have more pairs of shorts.
You could wear another pair of shorts.
I could, but.
You could put that towel around you. So there's a lot of things you're not doing today.
Why are you guys killing my buzz? That's my question.
And your friends are not.
You see, I got a race to win. I got a race to win right now.
And your friends are not imaginary. Yeah, I'm just wondering
if this much questioning goes on with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Not anymore.
Earnhardt.
He retired. I'll tell you this though, buddy. Why don't we take the race car and put it into the wall over here for a second?
He's Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Sklar Brothers.
Like, send him to all to us.
Uh-huh. I love that one.
Thank you. It's pretty good.
He confirmed to police he does own, because you know they asked. I love it.
Does own?
Yes.
More? Did they take your only pair of shorts, sir?
No, I own more.
I own more. Where are they?
Around. Wouldn't you like
where
to know?
Where are yours?
In a house?
That's what you guys are here for, is to help me. That's what he said. You guys are here for the shorts? No.
No.
You're here for you. To help with the shorts?
Yeah. And so, like, he thinks his friends are going to get in trouble. Go ahead, officers. Cuff them.
That's like...
Look what they did to me.
calling the cops when someone breaks in your house and steals your weed.
We've had some moments.
Not thinking it through.
Hey man, you mind if you pull over here so we can talk to you about you being naked? I'm in a roundabout. He's just singing. Just singing yes to himself. Okay, turn that music down. Turn the music down. We want to talk to you outside of your imaginary race car for us. You step outside of the imaginary race car for us.
I spend the day away. Call it money, call it.
All right, I'm going to let you finish out that verse, and then we got to get out of the imaginary
race. Get out about it.
Yeah, well, listen, don't you park the car?
Yeah.
Right, and let the song play. If it's a good song, you finish the song before you go to your parallel.
Guy was like, look, I'm just going to leave it running. What do you guys want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I've already queued up Radar Love after this song, so.
Let me just parallel park this motherfucker sideways.
Radar Love.
I got to be in Flagstaff.
This is my rule on Radar Love. Your uncle loves it.
Your uncle loves it.
Your uncle loves. I'm just telling you guys, I'm telling anybody listening, your uncle loves Radar Love.
When I was in college, I had a quasi roommate named Pete who liked to drink Everclear, smoke weed, and listen to Radar Love over and over and over and over. He was from Iowa. He was kind of wild.
Didn't you want to be like, Pete, what are you going through right now?
Because
if you're drinking Everclear, you only
want to
be drunk.
We would just sit and sip Everclear in the room with the red. He had the red light bulb.
That's right.
And listen to Radar Love.
He is always driving all night, my hands wet on the weed. That and one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yep, that's what loves that, too.
I drink alone. He probably likes that one, too.
Yep.
All the thorough goods.
Yeah. While loving Tom Petty, your uncle said, I wish they still made music like this while it was coming out.
Yep. Yes. You're like, he's still making albums.
That's, this song just came out.
Yeah,
I know. I wish they still made music like
this.
They don't write them like that anymore.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. One witness told police he or she heard yelling. I mean, kudos to this police and reporter for being woke about genders. They don't. Yeah. They, you know, we are not going to assign gender to a person.
This person could be transitioning.
The person wants to be anonymous.
That could be that, too.
Or transitioning.
One witness told police he or she heard yelling for about 45 minutes before calling 911.
Wow. So they gave it some time.
They gave it some time.
45 minutes is a long time.
Jason will call the cops on a party 22 minutes in.
Easy. For sure.
Yes. He's like, they're two houses down, but I'm pretty sure I heard somebody say they had a gun.
Yeah, that's right. I heard a gun go off.
Is this a white guy?
I don't know.
This has to be a white guy.
Jacob Bradshaw?
If it's a black guy, we're reading his obit.
If it's a black guy, they probably call the cops 35 seconds.
As
soon as he goes, whoop, whoop.
Woo-hoo. Hey man, I don't know where you got that race car, but you guys want to get down here.
Hello. Here's my question. Did they question him or did they first pull him over? Sir, you're going to have to pull over.
I'm saying, go along with it.
Sir, pull up, please.
I'm so glad you guys are here. I will in just a second, but I'm so glad you guys are here. Can you just walk along the car while I drive really quick?
He's going in a circle.
Yeah, hasten. 45 minutes. That is a couple of people being like,
By the way, 45 minutes is three episodes of Ngaio's Netflix television.
That's right. Cooking on High on Netflix.
Cooking on High on Netflix.
You could have watched all three.
Could have watched three. We're just going to watch one more episode of Cooking on High.
And then we'll call the cops.
Wait, I really like this one. Let's watch one more episode. I'm hooked. Let me do one more, and then we're calling them. All right, fine.
The guy's yelling kind of syncs up to the episode. Let's see.
It's Jacob. If he lived there, they're probably like, oh, Jesus, Jacob's yelling in the hallway again.
I know.
Or if they got high and watched your show, then they're like, were we supposed to do something? I feel like I remember saying we were going to do something. Let's just watch another episode.
Officers reported Bradshaw's pupils were restricted, and he was sweating profusely at the time of his arrest. Police said he admitted to drinking alcohol, but denied taking any illegal drugs.
By the way, alcohol, unless it is Four Loko, unless it is like a thing of Wild Turkey,
right?
That is not going to cause you to do that.
The sweating was probably from driving the car.
He could have been
so drunk he was having a good time. He was a good time boy.
By the way, pupils are restricted isn't necessarily an alcohol symptom, though.
That
implies you're on some other drugs.
Well, Bradshaw's preliminary charges include public nudity and public intoxication. Both of those can be fun.
I would add criminal mischief in there.
I would, too.
He got his steps in for the day.
We're going to get out of here.
He should have gotten it. And to me, if the cops had a sense of humor, they would have given him a speeding ticket.
Nice. Improper use of a lane.
Thank you.
For sure.
With no signal, bro.
I do believe it's against the law to drive naked.
It is. You have to wear shoes.
You have to wear shoes.
We're going to get out of here on this. We're going to play another round of Guess the AG.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price.
Wow. See, we now know enough about Jacob.
I know.
What town was it in?
This was in, I don't know.
Doesn't say.
I thought you mentioned it
anywhere, USA.
Maybe I did.
I think you mentioned it.
Oh, Indiana. It's in Indiana.
Okay.
Okay. Indiana. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jacob Bradshaw on College Avenue.
Yes.
In Indiana.
Now, you know that he's looking for his, quote unquote, looking for his shorts, pretending to drive a race car.
Has friends that are pranking
34
him.
34 years old.
Okay.
Okay. 34 years old from Ngaia.
Jay.
21.
21 from Jason Sklar.
I think he's 26.
26.
Yep.
From Randy Sklar. Yep.
So he's like still trying to hold on to the college days, living with a bunch of dudes. They prank each other.
Right.
That's the story he told the cops.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, okay. He doesn't have roommates.
And Guy, tell everybody where to father you. Father
you.
Father you.
Where can I prefer to be the daddy. But you can find me on all the social medias, NGAIO420, NGAIO420.
Nice.
On Twitter and Snap and mostly Instagram.
And when is the Netflix jobby coming out?
It's out. It came out. So you can watch Cooking on High on Netflix. Please watch every episode all
the way
through.
They're 15-minuters, guys.
Yeah, it's not Game of Thrones.
That's right.
But it's great, and it's and we want them to get another season. So yes. You guys watching is
We're
a good thing.
We're trying to have the Sklars and Daniel as celebrity guests.
Hell yes. That would be so much fun. Right? Cooking on High.
I want to be on that show.
All right.
Okay.
Give us the answer.
Jacob Bradshaw, the imaginary race car driver just looking for a pair of shorts and swinging his underwear around the world.
Naked in a stairwell.
Holding a towel that isn't covering his genitals. Mm-hmm. And as you said, naked in a stairwell. Get your answers in now, Townie. Townie is better.
Townie's better.
Townie.
You took the S off, Dan.
I know.
As you should in this
Townie Contain.
As you should.
Townie, did you say Townie Contain?
I said Townie Contain.
One
the
of
house
you
cat.
Is only 2 years off.
Okay.
Very close in this room.
I think it's me.
Jacob Bradshaw is 36 years old.
Grown folks do grown shit.
That is it. Ngaio Bealum, I'm so happy you came to do this
with
us.
Thanks, you guys, for having me over. I really appreciate it.
We've been wanting to do it for so long.
And we got you on. We'll have you back.
Let's do it again.
But in the meantime, I'm going to watch Cooking on High on Netflix. And oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.